Let's start again from Daf Ayin Ches Amed Beis from the Baraisa. Tana Rabbana, Hamaitzi Shtar Choy. A person goes and takes out, carries a Shtar Choy. Acheloi Poroi, before the Shtar Choy was paid up, Chay, so Poshet was speaking about the Malva, so the Malva that carries the Shtar Choy, if he's Chay, he carried something that has a lot of value. Misha Poroi, after the Shtar Choy was paid up already, Potter. So then the Malva is Potter, it's valueless. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Af Misha Poroi Chay. Rabbi Yehuda holds, even though the Loiva paid up, the Malva is Chay, Mibnei She Tzorich Loi, because he needs it. May Binayu, so the Gemara asks, what are the reasons of the Machloikit? Omar Rav Yosef also lishois shtar parua ike binayu. The machlokes is, if there is an iser for the malve to hold in his possession a shtar parua. Rabbonon sovri also lishois shtar parua. The Rabbonon hold that it is also for a malve to hold a shtar parua in his possession. So therefore, it is worthless. So memele his potter. It is permissible to hold a shtar parua. Let us see Rashi. Misha poroi, after it was paid up already, potter. Lekami meforishlu. May binayu, kloima, may pluktayu. What is the reason of the machloikis? Umatam noisnim ledivrayim. How do we explain the machloikis? So the Gemara says the Tanakam holds also lishoy shtar parua, mishum shenemal tashkin beylecha avlo, and a shtar parua is a gevaldik avlo. It is a potential koyach to be goyva a second time from the loyva. Hilkech malve loy mashilei lotzer al pitzlichusay. The malve cannot hold it lotzer al pitzlichusay. Mishum isa, because of the isa al tashkin beylecha avlo. The loiva also has no intent of holding it. Shema yovili de malva v'yachze v'yitvenu. So no one has any use from this shtar. The shtar is oimed lisorif, it's oimed to be gotten rid of. So it has no shivas whatsoever. That is the svara of the Tanakam. Mutter, the Rabbi Yehuda holds mutter lishoitz hilkach ki haitziyay malva chayiv the tzorich loy lichoich al pitzluchis. He needs it lichoich al pitzluchis. Now I had a shtikel ha'ore on Rabbi Yehuda. There's a machloikis ha'poiskin. But before we start with the machloikis, let us speak about something else. The halacha is that who has to pay for the shtar? So the Mishnah in Get Poshet says, the loiva has to pay for the shtar. That's the loiva has to pay for it. What if the loiva didn't pay for it? So, and the loiva paid up the whole chayv. Is the malva permitted to hold the shtar? Al pshita de safri. That means, listen, the shtar cost, if the loiva is theoretically supposed to pay for the loiva is supposed to pay for the shtar. He didn't pay for the shtar, so the malva paid for the shtar, so the shtar is a value of let us say a dollar. The chayv is $1,000. The loiva paid him now $1,000. But now, he didn't pay him yet for the shtar. The loiva did not pay the malva for the shtar. So Memele, is the Malva permitted to hold the shtar in his possession? He has a very powerful weapon over here. If you don't pay me the dollar, I still have a shtar from $1,000 on you. Is he permitted to hold the shtar? So there's a Machlokes HaRishonim. The Rosh, Tosfos, the Ritva holds, he's permitted to hold the shtar. The Ran, in Shulchan Aruch, we paskan, he's not permitted to hold the shtar. But this dal is not permitted to hold the shtar. Is now lechayre according to those rishonim that he is permitted to hold the shtar. So now, how do we understand the machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakame? L'chayre, the loiv is supposed to pay for the shtar. Now, if the loiv paid for the shtar, so what's the svar of Rabbi Yehuda? Ki yitziyei mal v'chayiv d'tzorich loy lichay chalpitz luchisoy. Who is he to use it? So Akochoch, the loiv as yet, did not pay for the shtar. It's still his. He paid for it. So he wants to use it in the meantime. So if the loiva didn't pay it, so what is the svar of the Tanakame? According to the Rosh and Tosfos, the malva is permitted to hold the shtar till you owe me a dollar. I laid out a dollar, so you owe me a dollar. So according to the Rosh and Tosfos and the Ritve, the malva is permitted to hold the shtar till he pays him the dollar. So be retzach though. If he paid him the dollar already, so what's tamazoy the cheshbin that the malve is holding the shtar lotsa al pitzli chusay? It's not yours, Rabbi. It belongs to the loive. So al kocher it's speaking about that he didn't pay him the dollar yet. So if he didn't pay him the dollar, so what's the svar of the tanikame? Taka osa lisha shtar peru, but he's allowed to hold, it's not peru yet. You still owe me a dollar. So what will we say? Unless we would say das gufa des machlokes harishonim, this gufa is that's the machlokes of the Tanakame and Rabbi Yehuda. That would be very interesting that the Tanakame holds he's not allowed to hold it al pshita desafri, and Rabbi Yehuda holds he's allowed to hold it al pshita desafri, but no one said this. Now, if the aloche would have been that the malva writes the shtar, then there wouldn't be any problem. Then that would be the pashtus. If the malva would write the shtar, and the shtar belongs to the malva, now the shailas is allowed to keep it. Al tashken belech avlo. There's no shailah al tashken belech avlo. Then it would be wonderful. That's the pashtus advarim. But it's pilei ploim, because the aloche is that the loive has to write the shtar, and he has to pay for the shtar. So according to the Rishonim, that he's not allowed to hold the shtar, that Shita Saranu, he passed on like that, lahaloche, so then it's very good. So memele, so you have no right to hold the shtar for Pshita Desafri. So if you hold this in Isar Valtashkin Balecha Avla. In Rabbi Yehuda, there's no Isar Valtashkin Balecha Avla, period. But according to the Rishonim, that he's permitted to hold the shtar till he pays, is lachayre very shver this gemot. Let us go a little further. So that is the first akimte that Rav Yosef learned that's the machloikis, the Tanakame, Rav Yehuda, if there's an issa on the malva to hold the shtar. So if there's no issa, so after it's paid, Rav Yehuda holds, so tzorich loy, he needs it, lotso pitz lichusa. Abaya oma, dikuli alma osa lishois shtar parua. Rabbi Yehuda also holds that one is not permitted to be shoya ashtar perua. V'hoche b'moide b'shtar shekosvoy shetzorich l'kaimoy kemiflegi. Here we are speaking about that the loive is moide that he wrote the shtar, but the loive is not moide that it's unpaid. He says he's moide that he wrote the shtar, but he says, but the shtar is paid up. Tanikam is over, moide v'shtar shekosvoi tzorich l'kaimo. That even though the loiv is moide, that he wrote the shtar, but since the loiv is saying that I paid up, so the shtar does not have any cheshivas. The shtar is worthless. The Tanakama holds that a shtar without kiyum, and the only one who's mekayim it is the loive, and the loive is saying that it's a shtar perua, so that shtar is worthless. So memele, that is the case. The case is that it is speaking about that the loive said, I wrote the shtar, and I paid up the shtar. So therefore, in the Tanakama holds, if the loiva said that, this is not considered a kiyum. So therefore, the shtar is literally worthless for the malve. The malve cannot be goivet with the shtar. Al yidei kiyum aloive, because the loive says it's perua. So memele, so therefore the shtar has no value by the malve. The Rabbi Yehuda sovar, Rabbi Yehuda sovar moi, the bishtar shekosvoi, ein tzorich lekaimoi. The minute the loive is set that I wrote the shtar, so memele, so this is considered a kiyum. Now that he says it's perua, we don't believe him. We say shtolche biyodi my boy. This is considered a kiyum, and now you're mechuyif to pay. So memele, so before we'll be miyashiv the loshen abraise. So that is the case. The case is speaking about that the loive said that he paid up. And according to the Tamekame, the shtar is worthless because it does not become niskayim ayidei haydoas haloive. So therefore, if the malve carries out the shtar, the malve is potter because it's worthless according to the Tamekame. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, moide bishtar shekosvoi ein tzorich lekayme, that is considered a kiyum. So the shtar has a tremendous value. It could now be goyver from the loive. So memele, so chayit, neshe tzorichle. He needs the shtar. The shtar is a tremendous value. But the loshna b'raise shver. The b'raise says, atshaloi poroi, mishe poroi. Now, the b'raise is speaking about that he paid or he didn't pay. So we have to make a little tikkun in the loshna b'raise. Umay atcheloi poroi umishe poroi atcheyoymer loive porati veloi porati. Let us see the Dash Rashi before we go back to this Rashi. Atcheyoymer porati veloi porati kloima atcheloi omar porati. The ad means if he did not say porati. Atcheloi poroi means atcheloi omar porati was made that it's a good shtar. And he did not say parati. So memele tamayr de kikiyum, according to everyone. So the malvis chayiv if he carries such a shtar. So mekuyim de kishtar. Mishe poroi means mishe toan parati. But the minute the malve tainid parati, if he tainid parati, if the loive tainid parati, so memele, so then, so the tamekama holds that it's not mekuyim, so it's worthless. And Rabbi Yehuda holds it is k'mekuyim. So the Misha Pore means Misha Toan Porati, and Achloi Pore means Shaloi Toan Porati. That is pshat in the Baraisa according to Abai. Let us see Rashi. B'moide b'shtar shekosfo. Haloi v'moide shekosfo. The loiv is moide, he wrote the shtar. Tzorich lekaimoi, but it is not yet a shtar mekuyim. He has to be mekayim v'loima loy parati. He has to say it's a good shtar and he didn't pay. V'chol kamed loyom ahoch. If he didn't say loy parati, he's saying parati lav shtoru. It is not a shtar ilav mashkech sadi lahakir achsim. That means if the malve as yet did not find edim to be mekayim the shtar, so memele, the kiyum of the loiv is not considered a kiyum. Why? The man komash v'lei shtore loiv. Who makes the shtar for a shtar the loiv? The omav was he saying kosavti. He's saying, I had written the shtar. Loiv nami yakom aparati. So the same loiv who was making the shtar for a shtar by saying kosavti, the same loiv is saying it is a worthless shtar because they saying parati. Apeshe oseru, apeshe hitel. That means if you, the whole hechsher ashtar is al yedei haloiv, you can't say that the loiv is making it for a shtar because the loiv himself says it's a posel shtar. Without the loiv, you don't have the shtar. Val yedei haloiv, you also don't have a shtar because he says it's a posel shtar. Hilkach, Mishe Poroi. What does Mishe Poroi mean? The Gemara is going to say, Kloimar, Kshayoimar Porati, when he says Porati. Potter, so Memele, the Malve, which will now carry the Shtar that the Loiv said Porati, is Potter. The Loiv Tzorichle. because the Malva does not need the shtar. He can do nothing with the shtar. Rabbi Yehuda sova ein tzorich lekaimer. Rabbi Yehuda holds the minute the loive was moide. That he wrote the shtar, it's not mezuyev, so it's just a makuyim the kishtar already. The kivin the moide shekosvoy velovaboy, hare hu kilu keemu chaismov. So it's equivalent to kiyim already. Now that he says, Parati, Rabbi Yehuda, I wish to disagree with you, because the shtar says, Shtolche biyodi, my boy, if this is a good shtar, why didn't you take it back? The goyve boy calls man shemoytziyoy. So memele, he can be goyve. The goyve boy calls man shemoytziyoy. So memele, the shtar has a tzoyr. He says, the pashtis, the machloikis, the tanikam and Rabbi Yehuda is the pashtis is, what is a shtar without kiyum? The Tanakhama holds a shtar without kiyum is a chaspet. That means Chazal said without kiyum. After Chazal were masakin kiyum, so a shtar without kiyum is a chaspet. It's worthless. So memele, then it's very mistava to understand what the Tanakhama says. So memele, so who's making it for a shtar? The man komash v'lei shtar. That means because without kiyum it's nothing. So it only became a shtar through the loive. And the loive says it's not a shtar. There's a lomdus of a pesha osa. Masha'en kei Rabbi Yehuda holds that no, Chazal never said that without kiyum it's not a shtar. They said that the loive ketayne mezuyev. If he taines mezuyev, he has a right to taines mezuyev. Then we'll fought the kiyum. But if he didn't taines mezuyev, he taines it's a good shtar. So finished. So not that he's making it for a shtar. Pshat is, if he would have taines mezuyev, we would need kiyum. He didn't taines mezuyev, so we don't need kiyum. So it's a good shtar. It's a good shtar. Now we have a taines shtar chabiyodi, my boy. That is l'chayre the svore of the Tanakame and Rabbi Yehuda. Now let us see Tosfos. Tanakame sova moide bishtar shekosvoi tzorich l'kayim. Umishim hochi, ki oma loive porati, so when the loive says, I paid up, pota. The ein hashtar roi ligvois boy, because the shtar is now worthless, you can't be goive. Umayri, now Tosfos had a kashe. Taisus had a kasha. Good. It's not considered a kiyum. Al yidei haloive. But why could you say, why do you say the shtar is worthless? So say, go find Adam to be mekayim the shtar. The alts is totally in the loive. I mean, the Adam achsumim. So find Adam achsumim. Or he'll find other Adam which are makir the chsima. Why do you say he's carrying a shtar and you say it's worthless? Why is it worthless? Because it wasn't mekuyim yet from the loive. Good. But it's efshel lekaimot. So Tosfos says, "Umayri shayideya shelo yuchal klal limtzay edekim." So Tosfos makes an akimta in the Gemara. It is speaking about Tosfos makes a moira deke akimta, which the Gemara did not mention. It's speaking about that the Edom had lived in Alaska b'shas talvo, and there was kainim uflogim there. Mestama they're dead. No one will be makir the chsime. Is Mamela the only one possible that could be Mekayim the Shtar is this Loive, and the Loive says, Parati. Tosfos makes an Akimte. L'chayre, from the Lashon of Rashi, Rashi does not seem to make such an Akimte. Rashi says, Lav Shtorihi, Ilav Mashkech Sadi Lakech Sime. It's not a Shtar. If he won't find Adam, that'll be Makir the Chsime. Rashi does not make, according to Tosfos, there's nothing to find, there's nothing to look for. There's no Adam. Rashi Vaistois, it could be this Eidim, but it could be this Eidim, but he didn't find them yet. He didn't find them yet. So L'chayre, what is the Machloikis Rashi and Tosfos? So L'chayre, Tosfos is Moiridik Verständlich. Tosfos held, if it is possible, that there'll be Eidim that could be Mekayim the Shtar, so this Shtar is a potential. So how could you say a person is carrying the Shtar? So, at yet, it is not Mekuyim. But he could still be Mekayim it. The person has to have perseverance. So look, to find to be Mekayim the Shtar. You could be Mekayim the Shtar. So how could you say that he's Potter? It's worthless? There's a possibility to Mekayim it's even not worthless. So therefore, Tosfos had to make an Akimta to speaking about that there's no Edim. The only hope was the Loiv, and the Loiv is said Parati. That's how Tosfos said. Rashi could be held. Yesterday we had learned a machloikis the Rishash and Rabbi Kivege. Rabbi Kivege had asked Akasha on the previous Akimte. The Gemara says the shtar is worthless because also lishois shtar perua. It's worthless. You're not allowed to hold the shtar perua. So Rabbi Kivege asked, so it's worthless? He'll erase the shtar and they'll have the shailas if he can use it for a stopper, for a cork. So he's not allowed to hold the shtar perua. He'll erase the shtar. So why is it called worthless? That's what those Rabbi Kivege's kasha. So the Rishash said a teretz, that's when he'll erase it, it's not worth a lot of money. Then it'll be chayv anatzo. But basher usham, it's worthless. You have to do a maise in order to make it worth something. That means a shtar with words on it, basher usham, you have to get rid of it. Bezin will not permit you to hold such a shtar. You can do something, you put white out on, you can erase, good, if you'll do it, it's not a pasha. But Basher Usham, the shtar is worthless. That is the Rishash's teretz on Rabbi Kivege's kasha. So, could be Rashi held, now there are no Edom. If you'll find Edom tomorrow will be worth a lot of money. If you'll erase the shtar, it'll also be worth a lot of money after you erase it. But Basher Usham, now it's not worth anything, the shtar. If we'll find, when we'll find, then it'll be worth money. But Basher Usham today can he be goiva with the shtar? No. Just like by Yishmael, there's a seder Basher Usham, by a shtar there's also a seder Basher Usham. Now the shtar is worthless, because now there's no eidim. That's what Rashi held. Tosfos held this is different than the Rishash, because in the Rishash you have to do a pula, you have to erase the shtar. Here there's eidim in the world. You just have to do some research, you'll find the Eidim. The shtar Betzim is a good shtar. The shtar is kosher Eidim on it. He didn't find yet the Eidim to be Mekayim the shtar. So it's called the shtar, it's not a shtar. The shtar today is a potential. You don't have to do anything to the shtar to fix the shtar. This is much better than Rabbi Kivege said. Rabbi Kivege said you have to erase the shtar. To erase the shtar, good, that's called already. Now I don't have something that has a chshivis. When I'll erase it, it'll become choshev. Here the shtar mitzad atzma is choshev. No, boss, I didn't find the eidim yet. So, since it has a potential, so Tosfos held, now it has a chshivis already. Like Rabbi Kivege had asked, Tosfos, this is better for mechike. So Mela, therefore, Tosfos had to make an akimta that it is speaking about that there are no eidim to be found to be mekayim the shtar. Bimtayma, frak Tosfos akash hazay. Kiloi por anami means when the loiv tainit, I did not pay. Amai chayiv, so then we say then the shtar has a value. Amai chayiv, ma ta'elis yesh b'shtar. What value is there from the shtar? Kivin sheinu yochel lekaimoi. We didn't tain a parat. The vial, kivin, he can't be mekayim it. Shem yitain haloi ve parat yoy mezuye. But he didn't tain a parat. He did not tain a parat. Loi parat means he did not tain a parat. Amai chayev. He didn't tain anything yet. Is amai chayev? Why is the malva chayev? Ma ta'elis yesh b'shtar. What does he have now from the shtar? Kivin she'ena yochel l'kayma. He can't be mekayim the shtar. Shem yitain haloive parati yoy mezuyev. If the loive will tain a parati mezuyev yivta. So the meile, so he'll be potter. So the shtar is worthless. Vim yoide, and if the loive will be moide, that what? The loive of moide, it's a good shtar. So ainay mikoyach hashtar. The loive is moide, the loive is moide, he owes the money. So memele, so not that the shtar has a value. Taisis, frekta amoyre dike kashe. Before we found the loive, before the loive said anything, the actual loive to on parati, I mean, he didn't say anything. We didn't find the loiva, we didn't find anything. So it says if the malva holds the shtar, so memele, he's chayiv. Why is he chayiv? What does he hear from the shtar? He rests in the mercies of the Leiva. If the Leiva says apostle shtas, so it's worthless. And the Leiva is ontach, and he says he owes him the money. So he's, so the Leiva is mechuyim to be al tzahido of the Leiva, but the shtar is leimale ve leimeirit. So memele, that's Taisvus Kasha. I really don't understand the kasha, because if the loiva will be moide, if the loiva will be moide that he wrote the shtar, so lechayre, and he says he didn't pay up. So then the loiva is up the creek. That means later, the next day, the loiva is going to say, I paid up 2 hours later. The loiva is not neman already. The whole din moide b'shtar shekosvoy that is nemon to taina parati, it's teich zeidibo. If teich zeidibo, he says, listen, it's a nemes a shtar, but I paid up. So mamel, then there's a lomdus of a pesha osa a pesha hita. But if the loive will taina, listen, I wrote the shtar, so then the shtar is worth a mint. The shtar is worth a mint. So then later, the loive can't taina, I paid up later. In Taisvus Weiss, Tais holds that if, so Bemele, the shtar has a value, it has a potential kiyum. Maybe the loiva is going to taina, when I'll find the loiva, and the loiva will be in an honest mood, and the loiva will taina, I wrote the shtar. The minute the loiva tainas that he wrote the shtar is gewaldig. So we have now mekuyim the kishtar. This will be recorded in Bezin. The loiva said he wrote the shtar. So now the shtar is worth a gewald. Later the loiva can't taina parat anymore. Shtoche biyodi, my boy. So memela, I don't understand Taisvus Kasha. Taisvus like Manavshich. What is the shtar worth? If it'll be impossible the shtar, so it's worthless. And if he's moide, so you don't need the shtar. The Yeshloime, the Moya Loya Shtar, the Mitoichkach, Niskar HaLoive Shalova Mimen. No, the Shtar is good, even though you can't, you're not Goiva with the Shtar, but this will remind the Loive. The Loive can have a problem of forgetting things, so the Shtar is a value to remind the Loive. If the Loive is Ontlach, he might have forgotten about the Shtar, you saw him the Shtar, so remember. Inami litreif mimishabdi im yoida loive shayne mizuyik. Otaisa says, no, there's another nafkamina. The nafkamina will be that if the loive will be moide, so now you can be goive from mishubod. So now you can be goive from the lakuches. Without the shtah, you can only be goive from the loive alone. Without a give a shtah, you can be goive from lakuches. Now, this is not the time and place to speak about this ha'ore, but the Maram asks a kasha on Taisvis. The Maram asks, he doesn't understand why it should be like this. That if the loive tainis, it's a good shtar, you should be able to mount from the lakuchas. The lakuchas can taine, who says it's a good shtar? The loive. So for himself, he's neman, he does balden kimei edem domi. But for me, it's chav lacherim. I say it is mezuyif. Who says it's that way? It wasn't mekuyim. The loiva says it's a good shtar. He says, let him pay gizunta hate. For himself, it is a good kiyum, because he does baldin kimei edim dami. But for the lekuches, the lekuches can say, we don't believe him, we don't trust him. So it's his edos chav lacherim. So memela, how can you take a man from the lekuches with the edo of the loiva? The Maram asks the Kasha, the Ritva Taka here, Achanor says, Yizicha Kentmon, from the Lekuches, if the Loive is Moide. And Taisa says, Yikudmon. About Koponim, this is a Parsha Bifnei Atzmoi, but let us go further. Vim Taima, Umisha Poroi, now Taisa asks, Amoyre Dike Kasha. Umisha Poroi, Misha Poroi means, that we said that the loiva tainid, that the shtar has been paid up. So we said, as long as the loiva says the shtar is paid up, so it's no kiyum, so the shtar is worthless. Why, when the malva carries it outside in Shabbos, why is he put? So why you say? Because it's worthless. Even though the shtar is taka worthless. You cannot be goyve with the shtar the choyiv. Horoyu lotzer al pitzlu chisoy. But the malve can still use the shtar to use it for a stopper, for a cork. Ay, v'af al gav de osu la hasha shtar polua. Ay, you know, you're not allowed to hold a shtar polua. How can we tell the Malve you're not allowed to hold the shtar? Even shuhu oimid v'tzaveyach she'enoi perua. Taisus fragt a moire dike kasha over here. That b'emison is azoi. The loive said it's perua. Fine. So if the loive says perua, so the Malve lied, since it's his mazel, he wasn't mekayim the shtar. From the loiva, you also don't have a kiyum. So, Mamela, I can't mourn from the loiva. Finish, Farti. But between you and me, I can't mourn from the loiva. The loiva says it's a possible shtar, and I can't disprove the loiva. But when you're clearing a shayla, if I'm allowed to hold the shtar in my reshus, you'll tell me, al tashkin by lecha avla? Vos far an avla? The loiva is a liar. He never paid up the chayv. He owes me money. I can't mourn from him. No, Elida, I can't mourn from him. But you're going to tell me that I'm not allowed to hold the shtar? How? What right do you have to tell me I'm not allowed to hold the shtar? You have proof that he paid up? You don't have proof that he paid up. I, Elida, don't have proof that he didn't pay. That's my problem. But there's no proof that he did pay. So, Lamaisa, so status quo. So the money you leave by the loiva, and your shtar, the shtar you leave by me. Leave the shtar by me. So what's willst du for my leben? So the shtar is a tremendous value for me. Lots of pizli chisa. The yeshloima, emphotaisvitz, the mairi kegoin sha'oma. They're speaking like this. Now Taisvitz makes no new akimta. Not only is it speaking about what we mentioned before, that there were two Edom in Alaska and they died, Bezikna Mufleges, and then we, it's very difficult to be a kind of shtar. No, this Malve himself said, Ein li Edom ve'ein li Raya, like Emtzokim. He said it that I'll never be able to be a kind of shtar. So the din is, Afilu Motza Achekein, literally later he'll find Kim, Ein Emoyel. Because it was already Haidoas Baldin, that he can't be Mekayim Dishtar. So later, if someone will be Mekayim Dishtar, there's a Idos Baldin from you that they're Eidi Shakronim. Because you said you can't be, you said before it's impossible to be Mekayim Dishtar. So if later you'll find Eidim that are Mekayim Dishtar, we cannot trust these Eidim because you avoided that there's no Eidim. So Memele, that's the din. V'loi Emtzakir. So Bafilu Motza Achei Kein Einei Moyu. Therefore, we will not let you hold the shtar. Because we don't know what's going to happen. The way you had said the facts, so now the shtar, you will never be able to be goyve, afilo, you'll be mekayim. Now, what's going to happen 5 years later, you'll be mekayim, and no one remember that you had said 5 years ago, so, in 5 years later, you'll be Mekayim the Shtar, you'll be Goyva from the Loive. And that's a Gviya Shalaikidin. So we will not permit you to hold the Shtar. This is a potential Avle. So, Lachain Osa Lashay Soy, Shema Lipsoy Vikaimena Vigla by Shalaikidin. So Taisa makes a Gans Okimtido. So Taisa says, you know, I would really have another Teret. If you would say that for lekuches and yisaimi you do not tie a mezuyev, have a osa shapin, so it's golgot. The osa lahashoi, so he's not allowed to hold it. He might mum from the lekuches and the yisaimi. Ach, perashti bo bekaba bo betziya, begitten tatin lekuches and yisaimi peru a mezuyev, for shamarachti. So Lamaisi will never, obviously never be able to be mon from the same in the Lekuchas. So male, that is not a good terence. Vim taima, fraktoisves, va mai loy koma ipche. Why didn't the Gemara, why didn't Abaye say faker pshat in the Barais? Now let's say like this. The Tanik, because Abaye made a very interesting dreidel in the Loshna Barais. Achiloy pore means before he tainet porat. Misha Pore means after he tainet parati. Very interesting pshat in the Baraisa. Let's learn Dvorim Kipshutai. Pari is Pari, Loi Pari is Loi Pari. It will say like this. The time the Kama Sovar, ain't Tzorich L'Kaima. The time the Kama holds, ain't Tzorich L'Kaima. Moi de Bishtar Shekosvoi, ain't Tzorich L'Kaima. Umi Shepori, Ave Kemash Moi, Shepori Mamish. Ulochein Potter. So therefore, if the Malva will carry the Shtar, now he's Potter. The Osel Asher Shtar Porua. He's not allowed to hold the Shtar Porua in his Rishu. Shema Yigva Boi Pama Cheres. Why? Shekshi Yitain Haloiva Ha'emeshe Porui. Because what's going to be? The Loiva Tainet, the Tanakam Ozmoy the Shtar Shekos Ve'Einzor Lekaimet. So Memele, so what's going to be? He's going to keep the Shtar in his Rishus. So Memele, he's going to mon, and he'll mon now a second time from the Loiva. So the loy will tiny the truth parati, so the loy will not be nemo. So therefore, also lashishtar peru, shema yigba boi, pamacheres. Shashiten a loy vemeshe poroi, leyem alvetzorich lekaimoi, viyigba shenis. So memele, so therefore, yazmi sheporoi. So memele, so the malvas mukhuyiv to get rid of it. He can't keep it, it's an avla. Rabbi Yudisova, moi, the vishtar shekos veitzorich lekaimoi. Va'af mi shepore chayiv, so memeilem, tzorich lekaimim. So then, there's nothing but to be afraid of. What are you afraid of? That he's going to go and mon a second time with the shtar. There's nothing but to worry about. He'll mon with the shtar the second time, the label time of parat. Is rabbi yudisov et tzorich lekaimim, va'af mi shepore, even though he paid him up, chayiv. Why the tzorich hu lo tzorah pitzluchisa? The malva is permitted to hold the shtar, because there's no avle. He can't mon from the loiva, because the loiva is going to tain a parati. So memele, so he won't be able to mon from the loiva. So there's no reason why you shouldn't permit him to keep the shtar. And if he's permitted to keep the shtar, so memele, he can use the shtar lo tzorah pitzluchisa. Tzorich loy. Benosa la shoysa. The Ma'iri, and it's talking about Kigoyim b'Yiduish Layim Tzaydikim Layuchalig Veishen Shashitin Aloy V'Meshepori Yitzvach Hamal V'Lekaimer Frek Tachtois V'Is. So let us say Poshepshat Poroi means Takeh Poroi. The Tanakamos Moed V'Shtar Shekosvoi is Ein Tzorich L'Kaimoi. Some Amela were afraid he might mon again from the Loiv, and the Loiv doesn't tell the truth, so therefore he has to get rid of the Shtar. It's an Avla. Mashenke Rabbi Yehuda holds Tzorich L'Kaimoi. So there's nothing what to worry about. He'll never be able to mon from the Loivin. Just the Loivin Taina Parati. So Memele, so he's allowed to keep it in his house. He's allowed to keep it in his house. So Memele, it has a value. He uses lots of Pitzel Chusay. Eshloim Adaf L'Rabbi Yehuda V'Oso L'Hashoi Soi. Shemo Yekaimenu Bakroi Ba'alma V'Yigva B'Yishaloi Kedim. Maybe he will find Eidim. And will be Mekayim Dishtar. That means that according to Rabbi Yehuda, even though Elchayra there's no Edom around, which we know of, maybe he might eventually find Edom and be Mekayim Dishtar. So Taisis means to say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it is a potential Avle, and therefore he's not permitted to keep Dishtar. That's why the Gemara did not say this Pshat. Zok the Gemara weiter. Rava Oma. De kuli alme moide bishtar shekosvoi shetzorich lekaima. Rav is saying now a third pshat in the Beraisa. Everyone holds that if the loiva says parati, he's nemo. Moide bishtar shekosvoi tzorich lekaima. V'hoche b'koisvin shoiver kamiflegi. Here the machloikis is if the malva is permitted to write a shoiver, to write a receipt. Tanekama sovar koismin shoiver, Rabbi Yehuda sovar ein koismin shoiver. Now let us see Rashi, what's pshat in Rav's teretz. Zogt Rashi, de kule yalme tzorich lekaima. Everyone holds tzorich lekaima, that the kiyum of the loiv is garnished. Vahoche beporoi v'loi pori mamish kama. Now we don't have to say a dreidel porati, loi porati. Pori means mamish, he paid. Loi pori means he didn't pay. U'bishtar mekuyim. And number two, we're speaking about a shtar mekuyim. I don't need the loive. The shtar has a hempik on it. U'dekuli alma oso lisha ishtar porua. Now, so let us see what we know. It is speaking about that we have a shtar mikuyim, number one. Number two, everyone holds that one, that a malve is not permitted to hold a shtar, after Pirayin is not permitted to hold the shtar in his reshus, al tashkem balecha avla. So the Tanikama we understand. So after the shtar was paid up, the shtar is worthless to the malve. After the chay was paid up, the shtar is worthless to the malve because he's not allowed to hold it. He has to get rid of it. He has to burn it. So that's the svar of the Tanikama. Now now we have to understand what is the svar of Rabbi Yehuda. That's the whole problem now. So let us see Rashi. So first Rashi brings down a yesh gerse, which is not agirse, and then Rashi says agirse. Yesh gerse. Tanikam isova ein koisvin shoiva al shtar perua. That means, if there is a sichsich between the malve and the loive comes, and the loive comes to the malve, it borrowed $1,000, here's $1,000. Rab Malva, please return me the shtar. The Malva says, oh, I put it away someplace, I don't know, I have to look for it, it'll take time. Listen, I'll give you a receipt, and finish. Here's a receipt, you have nothing but to worry about. So the Tanikam is over, ein koismin shoivel al shtar perua. No, the Leiva can say, Rab Malva, no shtar, no money. You give me the shtar, I give you the money. Ein koismin shoivel al shtar perua. You didn't find it yet? Okay. When you find it, give me a call, I'll pay you up. Why? Sha'ata matzricha lishmer shoivrei min ha'achborim. That means that you're putting such a pressure on the loive. The loive knows the malve is a shtar by him in his house. And he can be goiv again from him. It's a mekuyim de kishtar, rachman and etzlan. He can come from him again. So he has to go and watch the shoiv. It should never get lost. There's no such thing. Ella oy marzeloy. Either he goes and gives him back the shtar, oy soilfoy, or you want, you could burn it. The loiva doesn't need the shtar. You want to burn it, I'll be there. Babashas biyar, I'll be there together. Or we'll burn the shtar. This is the other mashosas pshat. But for you to keep the shtar, Yizicha not allowed to keep the shtar. That's for sure. So the Tanikama held, if he paid up the chayv already, if he paid up the chayv mishapore, so the shtar is worthless. He's not allowed to keep the shtar. He has to either give it to the loive or burn it or get rid of it. But he has no legitimate use whatsoever from the shtar. So therefore the Tanikama holds that if the malve is carrying the shtar in Shabbos, he's potter. Because he's carrying something that has no shavis whatsoever. Rabbi Yehuda sova kaisman shayva. No, the malve is permitted to taina all right a shayva. Val yidei shayva mutalisha shtar parua, and with a shayva he'll be permitted to hold the shtar parua lotzor al pitzluchisay. That the malve can hold the shtar. The shtar is a value for the malve. The malve will hold the shtar lots of pitzlichus. Al you tell me al tashkin belecha avla? It's not an avla. He has a shayva. Against the shayva, the shtar is worthless. So memeila. So therefore, it has a value for the malve. Mishe poroi. Rabbi Yehuda says chayiv terei tzorich loy. Even though you paid me up, I'm allowed to keep the shtar because I gave you a shayva. So memeila. So I'm allowed to keep the shtar. The shtar is has a value. I could use it lots of pitzlichus. That was the Gilsa. V'loihi. So Rashi says, no, it can't be. Chode, first Rashi is psasfora de kikash. The kivin, the osa lisha ishtar perua. If there's an iser to hold a shtar perua, afila yidei shoiva nami osa la shoisa. Sheme yeyovid ha shoiva. What kind of pshat is this? That even though kaisvin shoiva, that should permit you to hold a shtar perua b'shuscha? It's a potential avla. Shema yeyovid ha-shoivel. Doesn't make sense. The svar of Rav Yehud. Number one. B'zecha is a goyve boy. And he's going to lose the shoivel. The malva is going to be goyve. Boy. Then Rashi asks, no, you'll ding zech with my svar. Abba, I'll ask you a bekiz to kekashe. L'Rabbi Yehuda ain kais min shayva shamin alay. The Baba Bas, Rabbi Yehuda in get poshet holds ain kais min shayva. So mamela, so the whole pshat is nish in the toiskal. Where do we see this? This not mi shebora miktzas chayva. Alay borrowed $1,000 and he paid. He comes and he pays up $500. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, so he comes, the leiva comes with $500, is Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Yachleif. So Rabbi Yehuda says, you know what? Before you pay up the $500, take out the shtar, and we're gonna write a new shtar. You're not gonna keep $1,000 shtar in your reshus, and the leiva paid you up $500, and you're whole having the leiva by the gogo with $1,000 shtar. It doesn't work like that. Yachleif, he gives you $500, you make a new shtar. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi Oimer Yichtev Shaiva. Rabbi Yosi Olds Yichtev Shaiva. No, Eved Loivelish Mal. Mustav Shaiva Nana Yishta. Adarabba. We'll give him an incentive to pay. The other $500. I'll give you a Shaiva on $500,000. Aber Al Kolponim, we see that the last person who should hold Kaisvin Shaiva is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Olds ain't Kaisvin Shaiva. So this whole Pshat is Netoiskal. So what is the pshat? The hochi garsi. The girs is as follows. Tane kame sova kois vin shayva. The tane kame holds kois vin shayva. You write a shayva. The hochi kama. Mishepo loy loive. The loive paid him up. The loive paid him up already. Vayitziyoy malve bishabes. In the malve. V'hoitziyoi malve b'Shabbos. And the malve took it out Shabbos. He's carrying it at Shabbos. Potter. So the malve's potter. She'ein tzorich loy. He has nothing what to do with it. V'i amrit. If you'll tell me. Ki ven deroi lotzor al pitzli chusoi. Ah, you'll tell me. That it has a value, the roi lotso al pitzli chusoi. For the loive needs it. Who the boy aduri le loive. That's why he has to return it to the loive. The loive already paid. The loive paid Erev Shabbos. So you tell me now, the shtar has a value. Because he has to go and give the shtar to the loive. And the loive will be the kibun the roi lotzer api tzlichu tzluchise of the loive who the boy adur le loive. No, loi mashi lei, the loive doesn't want the shtar. Shema yovili dei malva v'yachzev yitven. The loive does not need the shtar because if he gets hold of the shtar, he's worried he might lose and the malva might find it again. If the malve won't return it to the loive, so it doesn't bother the loive. He doesn't want the shtar. The malve kosav leile loive shayver ilave. That means because the malve wrote a shayver. The Tanakam holds kais min shayver. So memele. So let us think: who needs the shtar? The loive does not need the shtar. I don't need the shtar. To give it to me, I'm scared. I might lose it. You might find it again. To give it to me, that to prove that I paid up the chayv, I also don't need it. Burn the shtar. I have a shayva. There's nothing. Some amela zay. I don't need it. You're not allowed to hold it because by you it's an avla. Some amela. So the shtar is worthless. That means if the loive would need the shtar, because you hold ein kais min shayva, I don't want a shayva, I need the shtar by me, so then the shtar in Shabbos has a value. He can't lose this, the shtar is, the loive can mend the shtar from him, so the shtar now has a value. So the Tanakama holds, no, the shtar is no value, for the loive doesn't need the shtar for any, what does he need the shtar for? Lots of pitzlichusay, he'll never do it because he's scared he might lose and the malva might find it. That I should need the shtar to prove that I paid up the chayv. He holds kaisim shayv. I don't need the shtar. A shayv is just as good, not as dangerous as the shtar. So mele, the loive does not need the shtar. use a mal v'zicha not permitted to hold the shtar. That was the vakdome, also lishay shtar. I'm not allowed to hold the shtar. So there's no, this shtar interests no one. It's not interessant for the loive. It's not interessant for the malve. So memele the tanekama holds that, that if the malve carried, if the chayv was paid up Friday, and the malve carried it Shabbos, he's potter. Because the shtar is no value. Yeah. But Rabbi Yehuda sova ein kais min shayv. The loive can tie, I don't want a shayve. Hilkach. So it's ein kais min shayv. Hilkach tzorich hu ha-malve. The malve needs the shtar. The boy adure, he has to go and give it back to the loive. Ve'ilay mahadalei, that means like this. The loive paid up Friday. He didn't give him the shtar yet. Now, Sunday he's gonna come over to me and says, Rabbit, I was nice and fine. I paid you up Friday. Where's the shtar now? Give me the shtar. So the malva say, yeah, I'll write you a shayva. He says, I don't want a shayva. Ain't kais me shayva. I want the shtar. And if the malva will grumble and say, I don't know where the shtar is, he says, very good. You give me back my money. I was not mechuyev to give you the money without the shtar. I gave you the money. I trusted you. You still can't find the shtar. Give me back my money. So lemaise, the malve, the shtar is worth a gevalt for the malve on Shabbos. Because the malve knows that he needs the shtar to get it to the loive Sunday, or else the loive is going to want back his money. So the shtar, the malve is, the shtar is precious to the malve because he has to get it Sunday to the loive. So hotas achshivis. If he could go and give him a shayva, some emailis, so then the shtar is worthless. The loive felt as nishtois, the malve felt as nishtois, then it's worthless. But if the loive, if we hold ein kais vin shayva, so the loive can further a shtar from the malve. So this shtar is very, very precious ba'inei ha-malve. That's what Rashi says. Hilkach tzorichu ha-malve, the malve needs the shtar. The boy adui is to give it back to the loive. The e loy mahadale, if he won't give him back the shtar, choyzer v'toyvay loy v'bashepore. So the loy will mourn from him what he paid him up. Loy sagi loy v'shoyva. He doesn't want to accept a shoyva. The tzorch l'shoyim roy minach borim. So therefore, the Sarab Yehuda holds ein kreis min shoyva, so me meile, so the shtar, after the piroin, the shtar after the piroin is worth a lot to the mouth. Let us see. Taisves says Rashi goes to kul alma moide b'shtar shekos v'tzorch l'kaimoy. Really, it's speaking about a shtar mekuyim side to side, so the Gemara didn't have to say this sad. V'chein nira dochi kaimol nislai rav nachman lochi perek shayde d'ksubis v'kamol kebose bedini. That's the Gemara could have said the exact opposite also. But the Gemara said tzorch l'kaimoy because l'alocha we paskin tzorch l'kaimoy. Tanikama sova kais min shayva. The Tanikama, this is Rashi's real girse, kais min shayva. Umayri, so taisva says shekva yesh loy shayva. That the loyve has a shayva already. Ulekach mishepora potter. So he paid up already his potter. Dein zokik laharzer ashtar. You have a shayva, so memeilem, you have the shayva, so I'm not mechuyev to give you the shtar. So Mamel, so the shtar has no value whatsoever to the malva. Mitoich perish hakuntres mashme shadayin loy nichtav ha-shayva, that the shayva wasn't written yet. He could go and write a shayva. Because if the shayva wasn't written yet, the reitzoich la'arzirei le'loyve shle yitzach lichtav shayva. So fektachtais v'soy bazoi, if the shayva wasn't written yet, so the shtar does have a value to the malva. He'll give him back the shtar, so he won't have to go and write a shayva. So that gufe should be considered a value. Magid Shleimer says that the shayva was a very cheap piece of paper. The malva, the shtar was more official and was larger. The shtar was worth saving. The shayva is agonish met agonish. Right. Rav Ashi Yomar, Rav Ashi said, a new pshat in the Beraisa. He says, the only problem we have is what is Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says, Mishe Poroi, even though after he paid up,
The Malve is chayiv on the shtar, so you can't understand why is the Malve chayiv on the shtar. What value does the shtar have to the Malve after the Loive paid up? Ravashi Omar mipnei shetzoich la roise le bal chayiv sheini the Omar leichazi gavre de porano. Zot Rashi. Ravashi Omar pluktayu the machloikis Rav Yehuda in the Tanakame is not if the Malva carried the shtar on Shabbos after it was paid up. If the Malva will carry the shtar on Shabbos according to everyone, he'll be potter, because the shtar is valueless. We are speaking about that the Loive carried the shtar on Shabbos. Avashem pluktaik shahitzioi Loive. Who? The Machlokes is when the Loive is carrying it on Shabbos. So according to the Tanakhama, for the Leiv it's also worthless. What does the Leiv hear from the Shtar? Umahu tzorich loy dekoma, vade loy lotzu, the mishum stimis pitzluchis lamash loy shema yovili deyamolve. That is true, and that's the spot of the Tanakhama. The Leiv has no use for it. He wouldn't use it as a stopper. He might lose it and the Malva might find it. What's the spot of Rabbi Yehuda? Elamashi lei, you know why he holds the shtar? Laharoisoi leshar balei chayvois. This shtar is very good for his credit rating. Ulishalel shupeireya chayvoisov. That means it's worth it for him to keep the shtar because he knows how it is. But I've only come to have to borrow money, kiseida. So mele he has a shtar, $1,000 shtar, he paid up the shtar. This is worth money to him. So he can borrow from other people. So memele, so therefore, for the loiv it has a shabbos. So Tosfos, chazi de gavre de porano. He'll be able to show the shtar and to show people that he pays up his chayvus. Ki Rav Ashi tanya b'tesefta de mechilten. So Tosfos says, in the tesefta it says like Rav Ashi, Rav Yehuda oimer, av ha-moitzi shtar porua kol shulchayiv, mimnei shem mishamrei lebal chayv. Enough in the bereise. Because he holds it for his bal chayv. So enough of that, the Braisa says klar that's the svar of Rabbi Yehuda. So Fraktoisel sharam meiroi kosher l'rashba. Fraktoisel Rav Ashish pshat in the Braisa, we had so many pshat from Rav Yosef, Abaye, Rove. In the Tesefta it says klar like Rav Ashi. So the Megina Shloime says Psamir Diketeretz to Faemfer the Rashba's Kash. He says like this: that what you found in the Tesefta that Rabbi Yehuda held, if the Loive carries the Shtar, the Loive is Chayit. That's wonderful. This is such a svarim. But we have here a different problem. We have here a Baraisa Hamaitzi Shtar Chayit Atshalay Poroi. Chayiv. So who are we speaking about? Atshaloi pori chayiv. Who carried it? The Malve. Atshaloi pori, before the shtar was paid up, the Malve is chayiv. Misha poroi, so Agamora held, just like Atshaloi poroi is speaking about the Malve, Misha poroi is also speaking about the Malve. Potter. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Misha pori chayiv, that the Malve is chayiv. Therefore, the pashtus of the Baraita we are speaking about, Atshaloi Pori and Misha Pori, speaking about the same person. So therefore, all these Amiroim wanted to make a kimtus. Why the Malvis Chai, but the Malvis can do with the Shtar, etc., etc. That was the stream on the Yomah. He found that the Sefta that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Loivis Chai if he carries the Shtar. That's true. That could also be true. Rav Ashi said, you know, you split the Baraisa. Atshaloi Pori is speaking about the Malve, and Misha Pori is speaking about the Loive. This Chazal didn't want to learn like Rav Ashi, because that's mamish tearing up the Baraisa with a sakina harife. That's the pshat of Rav Ashi and the Baraisa they didn't like. The etzem halacha that Rav Yehuda holds that the Loive will be chayiv, that's like a dover amuskim. And that the Rashba found at the Sefer that says like that. Zog to Gemara weiter. Oyer kidei lasis kamei. We learned in the Mishnah, the shear of an oyer is kidei lasis kamei. This is a leather that covers a kamei. That is the shear. Boy minei Rove mei Rav Nachman. So Rove had a lot of shailas to ask for Rav Nachman, so he started getting into the swing of the shailas. Hamoitzi oyer bekamo, if a person will carry an oyer, what is the minimum shir to be chayav an eitzo? Omalei kedisna, oyer kedelas is kameyeh. Okay, that's poshut. Now it goes further. Hameabdoi bekame, a different shaila. There's a malacha of ibud, ibud oyeres. How large does the oyer have to be if a person wants to be ma'abedit? Amalei loishne. Same shia. If it's big enough to make a kameya, a person who is ma'abedat, he's chay. Li avdoi bekama, shaila number three. What if he was mighty an oyer? He wasn't ma'abedit yet, but he has an intent to be ma'abedit. How big does this oyer have to be in order to be chayv an eitzo? He wasn't ma'abedit yet. He has an intent to be ma'abedit. Obalei lo ishna, same shia. That even though since he has an intent to be ma'abedit, so it is already a chshivis, and it is chosh. Obalei lo ishna. It's the same shia. How do I know that something that will be a potential oyer for a kemeya now also has a shir of a kemeya? We learned as follows. Hamelabein, if a person cleans wool, hamenapeit, and a person separates the fibers of the wool, hatzeveya, and he colors them, vahatoive, and he spins them, Shiurai, the shir is kemolei roichev asit kofel. That means if he did so. Let's go. So this really is the shir of tviya. That means kemolei roichev asit. Roichev asit means the space between the amo and the etzba, the large finger and the finger next to it. That's roichev asit. Kemolei roichev asit kofel means you will double the size. So the double of this area is the reichev asit kofel. Now, the shear tviya, the shear of spinning wool, the thread has to be the size of reichev asit kofel. That is the size of the thread. And that's a choshev thread. But it says that the other meloches, hamelabein, the shir libun is also, he should be melabin so much wool that from this wool eventually you could make a reichev asit kofel. So you see, in the raw process yet, when the wool is still before the spinning process, it has a potential to become a thread, but the shir shivis is that if for this melabin, I was melabin enough wool, that from this wool, I could make a thread of reichet asit kofel. So memele, so yechayv am melabin. So we see that even though it is not in the complete stage, it's not, I did not do a meloch, it's not roi to use as a thread. I'll call upon him, since this has a potential to be a thread, it has the same shear of a thread. Va'oyrek beischutein kemolei roichev asid kofel. The same thing is ayarige. Alma, that's also the shear. Alma, kiven the litviya koi. But let us go back on the first halachis. Since it is oimid to be spun and to become a thread, Shiurei ketovui, so it has the same shear of a thread. Ochinami, given the law of deikoi, since this oyer is oimed to be ma'abit, shiurei kemubit. So it has the same shear of a ma'ubit deke oyer. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Hamoitzi oyer bekam, mishim deboi ulami v'minei hanach boi achen aisi. Wants to ask all the shailas. This is a Mishnah. La'abed, oil, ha'oimed la'abdoi. This was the third shayla. It's oimed la'abdi, v'dayin lo'i ibdoi. V'kama shirei tzosa. What is the shirei tzosa? Ha'malabin tzema. Sit, k'day hefrish etzba mi ha'amo. Kofu, shnei sit. Almek. Kiven de menafeitz um melaben litvie koi shiure ketvie. Zogt die Gemara weiter, fein. Vesheloi la abdoi bekamo. What if he has a piece of oil that he has no intentions to be ma'abed this oil? How big does this oil have to be in order to be chayev on Shabbos? Omalei loishno. Also the same shear. The shear that could be used for kemei. Frakte gemore, v'loishoni, bein me'ubed l'she'eini me'ubed. In your eyes, there's no difference between something that was worked out and made into leather and something that was not me'ubed. Eis ve'alesh yakashe. Eis, or maybe v'loishoni, there's no difference. Maybe he said it. V'loishoni, bein me'ubed l'she'eini me'ubed. Eis ve'i. Hamoitzi samonim shruyim. If a person took out dye, that means we had already the dry ingredients that was soaking in the liquid, and you made now a dye. So what is the shear? How much dye do you have to be moitzi? Kidei litzboya bohen dugme. If you'll have enough dye to dye a piece of material that can be used for a sample. And how big is this? Le'ira. This is the same size of an ira. We'll see soon what an ira is. So, al kaponim, we see that the shir haitza of samonim, dye which is roi, which is oimet to be used as dye. So, as long as you have enough to dye a dugme, that's a choshev haitza. Ve'ilu besamonim she'einam shruyim. What if you have samonim, which as yet did not become a dye. They're still in the raw process. Tanan, we learned as follows. Klipei agoizim. Klipei agoizim means when we see a walnut, we see the walnut after the klipei hayeroike was taken off. But when the walnut grows on the trees, there is a green klipe, a green soft klipe around the hard shell of a walnut. That green soft klipe is used for a dye. A klipe agoizim, klipe remoinim, the klipe remoinim of a pomegranate. Stis is a blue type of a dye. Upue is a Another, that's not clear, it's also a type of a dye. Kidei, so you know how much you have to take out. Litzboya bohen beget cotton lefi sivche. Lefi sivche is, a type of a headdress, a type of a hat what a woman wears. And in the middle of this headdress, there's a beget there in the middle, and that's a pretty big size. And you have to have enough dye that could dye this centerpiece of the headdress. So zetmendoch, that's something that is fartik, that's roi to use right away. So the shir is litzpoye ben dugme. Something was it still in the raw process? It wasn't manufactured yet. It's not roi basher usham to dye. So there's a different shir. Then the shir is beged cotton lefi sivche. So why are you telling me that an oyer that is not oimed la'abed, and the oyer that is oimed la'abed, they're the same chshivas? So he says, it's not kasha. There is a difference. Seit meralo. Amar Nachman, Amar Rabbi Baravu, lefi shein odom teireyach lishroi samonim litzvoye bem dugme le'ira. That means the reason is that the etzim, in this matzev the way it is, a person would never go to the bother to make a liquid dye out of these klipas agoizim and klipas ramoinim, unless he has much more. That means it's not worth the bother. So memela, so therefore, the shear of the raw product is larger than the shear of the finished product. Masha ain't came an oil, the size of a kemeya. So memele, if a person wants to make it, if he doesn't want to make it, it has the same chivas. If a person wants to be ma'abed, this is the kedai, the shir of a kemeya, also to make it. So memele, there's the same shir. The kasha was on the, and the kasha was on the middle din, on la'ovdoi. He wants to do it, but he didn't do it yet if it has the same shir. So now the Gemara is asking him, the Gemara is asking the kasha, not on the third case, on the second case. The second case was la'ovdoi bekama. He wants to be ma'abed, but he wasn't ma'abed it yet. And now the Gemara asks the kasha, we see there's a difference if he did it or if he wants to do it. So the Gemara says, by oil there's no difference. Let us see Rashi. Shaloi la'ovdei eina oimid la'abed. Dugme. Kloima. Ma'at ka'ein shemarin le'dugme. Loima roitza ata bezeh. This is a sample. Le'ira. What is ira? Vuhu kishir hatzorich le'ira shel gardi listoim pikone shepakoi sa'orev nesune boi. Those who were by the shir that was given on a rige will know very well what this ira is. This ira is a piece of cotton that is put into a shuttle to ensure that the con of the shuttle should not fall out. And the shuttle, the chut ha'orev, is wound around it. Klipe ha'goizim, klipe lachash al klipe ha'egoiz. Stis, bishuda, blue, pu'e valtzano, pisivche, kufe, noisnem, beged, bemtsayis, on the middle of this headdress, a high shiur nefesh, this is a much greater shiur. So the Gemara answers, "Shein adam tereich v'imbol shroi 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 k'day pisivcha, avol oir tereich adam la'abe k'day kemiyah." Amu b'nami pachis mikday kemiyah loy choshev.